Like authors, musicians find inspiration from places too. For example, the Kaya Project found inspiration from places rather hot and barren. The leader of the Kaya Project explains.
I'll introduce myself. My name's Seb Taylor, and I'm a composer and producer based in London. I'd been making quite a lot of electronic music in the late 90s, trance and breakbeat, and due to the truly global nature of these genres, I'd spent a lot of time travelling the world and meeting some very inspirational people, and especially people who were instrumental in me forming Kaya Project. The album Desert Phase was originally conceived as three separate desert EPs, namely the Thar Desert in Rajasthan, the Sonora Desert in America, and the Northern Sahara in Morocco. The three separate places inspired us in very different ways. Morocco was more about the general atmosphere. Many of the marketplaces and souks and general hubbub of Marrakesh, they proved to be very interesting layers to build upon. The track The Fortress started life as a vocal recording made in Jaisalmer, which is an amazing fortress town in Rajasthan. We'd spent the day in the desert and met Ghassi Ram and Geeta Bolpi. So we built on Geeta's vocal samples with some amazing violin back in Mumbai, where we asked Deepak Pandit, a great Bollywood musician, to improvise over some of the sketches we'd come up with, musical sketches. So all the time we're slowly collecting a library of sounds that relate to these original desert inspirations. And the idea is to bring them back to London and put them in the melting pot in the studio and see what happens.
That was UK DJ and producer Seb Taylor of the Kaya Project. The CD is Desert Phases. By the way, you've got one more day to send in a list of international albums that inspired you in 2010. Go to theworld.org, write your pick or picks in the comments section. We're going to play some of them tomorrow, the last day of the year. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.